Coffee Break Swedish Kulturhörnan, episode 10. Hej och välkomna till Coffee Break Swedish. Jag heter Lovisa.
Och jag heter Mark och jag ser fram emot det här avsnittet.
That's great to hear. Jag ser också fram emot det här avsnittet.
It's our final episode in this mini-series of our Kulturhörnan, and we are finally talking about perhaps the most important element of Swedish culture that there ever has been. I'm of course joking slightly, but just a little bit. Vad pratar vi om idag, Lovisa?
Idag pratar vi om ABBA, and I can't believe it's taken us this long to finally cover this topic.
I know. It's disappointing, but I think the good thing is that we've reached the point when we can do so in Swedish. So I'm looking forward to this text. As ever, we'll hear the full text. You're going to read it at a slow pace, and then we'll come back through it and go through every sentence this time, because, of course, it's all going to be in Swedish. Ska vi börja?
Ja, låt oss börja. Idag ska vi prata om det bästa Mark vet, ABBA. ABBA är en av de största musikgrupperna i svensk historia. De har gjort låtar som Mamma Mia, Dancing Queen och Super Trooper. De flesta har nog lyssnat på någon av deras låtar. ABBA blev kanske kända på riktigt när de vann Eurovision år 1974 med låten Waterloo. Sedan dess har de spelat sin musik över hela världen. Gruppen bestod av två par, Björn Ulvaeus och Agneta Fällskog, och Benny Andersson och Frida Lyngstad. Tyvärr slutade gruppen skriva ny musik år 1982. Även fast ABBA splittrades för nästan 40 år sedan är deras musik väldigt populär. Deras låtar är till exempel med i Mamma Mia-filmerna, och det finns ett ABBA-museum på Djurgården i Stockholm. Två av medlemmarna, Benny och Björn, har också skrivit flera populära musikaler, till exempel Kristina från Duvemåla. För några år sedan berättade ABBA att de håller på att skriva nya låtar. Deras musikarv är så stort inom populärkulturen att många ser fram emot deras nya musik. Speciellt Mark.
I definitely agree with that last bit. Very excited, but we'll come back to that in just a moment. Okay, now that was a lot of Swedish all at once. There was a lot to take in. I guess I'm a little bit at an advantage because I know a little bit about ABBA already. But I'm sure our listeners also know a lot about ABBA. So let's go back through it and we'll take each sentence and talk about exactly what it means. So all the way back to the beginning, Lisa, if you can.
Yeah, sounds good. The very first sentence is... Idag ska vi prata om det bästa Mark vet, ABBA.
Okay, so today ska vi prata om, today will we talk about det bästa Mark vet, the best thing that Mark knows?
Ja.
And that is obviously ABBA. So how would you put that in better English, det bästa Mark vet?
Mark's favorite thing.
I was going to say that. Mark's favorite thing. Om det bästa Mark vet. Okay. So you use att vita to know.
Yeah, att veta.
Att veta. When you're talking about favorite things, yeah?
Exactly. I mean, you can say min favorit. Okay. Like we did in the Midsummer episode, for example. Mm-hmm. But you can also say det bästa jag vet.
Okay, det bästa jag vet, my favorite thing. Okay, so yeah. Det bästa om det bästa Mark vet, the best thing for Mark, Mark's favorite thing, ABBA. Let's find out more about ABBA.
Ja, ABBA är en av de största musikgrupperna i svensk historia.
So ABBA is one of the största, the biggest?
Ja.
Music groups i svensk historia, so... they're one of the biggest music groups in Swedish history.
Exakt. De har gjort låtar som Mamma Mia, Dancing Queen och Super Trooper.
Så låtar, we saw our records, our like songs. So they have done, de har gjort, yeah?
Ja.
They have done songs like Mamma Mia, Dancing Queen and Super Trooper.
Exakt. De flesta har nog lyssnat på någon av deras låtar.
Right, this is a bit more tricky. Lyssnat is listened. So now you told me nog was probably.
Exactly. Nog is so probably.
De flesta har nog lyssnat på någon av deras låtar. So something about probably listened, have probably listened to some of their songs. But what are de flesta?
De flesta means, if we translate it directly, it means the most people. So like most people.
Ah, okay. So most people have probably listened to some of their songs.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Now we're going to do something different with this text as well. At the end of each paragraph, I'm going to try saying that same paragraph. And Lovisa, I want you to be really strict with me. Please let me know if I go wrong with any of the pronunciation or if something sounds too Norwegian for you or anything like that. Let me know, okay?
Jag lovar, I promise.
Okay, so. Idag ska vi prata om det bästa Mark vet. ABBA.
Yeah, just try to stress the A in bästa a bit more because it almost sounded like an E in that.
Bästa.
Exakt.
Okej, idag ska vi prata om det bästa Mark vet.
Perfekt.
Okej. ABBA är en av de största musikgrupperna i svensk historia.
Jättebra.
Okej. De har gjort låtar som Mamma Mia, Dancing Queen och Super Trooper. Super Trooper. I tried Mamma Mia with a Swedish E in there.
Yeah, I heard that. That was really good.
But then I said in a very Glaswegian accent, Super Trooper. Okay. De flesta har nog lyssnat på någon av deras låtar.
Very close. In the word någon, I'd stress the O a bit more.
Någon, because I actually said non.
Exact. You can say non. But then it sounds a bit more like the A with the circle on top instead of an O.
Right. De flesta har nog lyssnat på någon av deras låtar.
Ja, jättebra.
Okay, let's move on to the next translation part, okay?
Ja. ABBA blev kanske kända på riktigt när de vann Eurovision år 1974 med låten Waterloo.
Okay, so there was a year in there. Now, fortunately, I know that year. So ABBA blev kanske kända. So they became known, maybe?
Yeah.
So ABBA blev kanske kända på riktigt. Is that for real? Like for trueness or something?
Yeah.
Okay. När de vann Eurovision... So when they won Eurovision, or 1974?
Perfect.
In 1974, med låten Waterloo, with the song Waterloo.
Ja, perfekt.
Okay.
Sedan dess har de spelat sin musik över hela världen.
So sedan means since.
Mm-hmm.
What's this?
When you talk about something that happened in the past and you use sedan, you use des to make it mean since then.
Right. Okay. So sedan des har de spelat sin musik. Since then, they've played their music över hela världen, throughout the world.
Ja, exakt.
Okay.
Gruppen bestod av två par, Björn Ulvaeus och Agneta Fältskog, och Benny Andersson och Frida Lyngstad.
Right, now, this is interesting. Gruppen bestod, what's that verb?
Bestå av, or att bestå av, means to be made up of.
Right, that's kind of what I thought. And I'll tell you where I'm going with this. It's an IKEA conversation. My desk that I'm sitting at right now is the Bestow desk. You know how all the different pieces of furniture from IKEA has different have different names. And the interesting thing is that this range is kind of modular, and you can make it consist of different things. So my desk is called Consist. There you go.
Wow.
Random uninteresting fact from Mark number 372.
We love it. Keep it coming.
Okay, so the group is made up of two couples, två par.
Yep, exactly.
So Björn Ulvaeus och Agneta Fältskog. So Björn and Agneta och Benny Andersson och Frida Lyngstad. So Benny Andersson och Frida Lyngstad.
Ja, exakt. Tyvärr slutade gruppen skriva ny musik åren 1982.
Right, so tyvärr is unfortunately.
Ja.
Slutade gruppen skriva. The group stopped writing new music, år 1982, in 1982.
Exakt.
So can I just ask, you don't need to say året, like the year.
No, actually, it's fine to just say år when you're giving that year after.
Okay, so it's now time to go through the pronunciation of this once more. So I'll have a go. And again, be strict, please.
I promise.
Okay. ABBA blev kanske kända på riktigt när de vann Eurovision år 1974 med låten Waterloo.
Jättebra. I really like how you say med as well, and not just med. Uh-huh. Because if you're a native speaker, you'll most likely say me and you won't really pronounce the D at the end of that word.
I think it was more a fluke, I have to say.
Well, you pulled it off.
Excellent.
And just another thing that I noticed was that when you said the word kanske, depending on where you are in Sweden, I think that this would be good for our listeners to know, is that when I say it, for example, I say kanske. So I have the sh sound. But some people say kanske and have more of the sh sound.
I was thinking the ske was going to be a sh, and I was a little scared to pronounce it as kanske because I know kanske is definitely Norwegian. So I was I was trying to avoid trying to sound Norwegian there by saying kanske.
I mean, both work. It's just a matter of accents, really.
Okay. Anything else there that I got wrong?
No, the rest was perfect.
Okay. Okay, next sentence then. Sedan dess har de spelat sin musik över hela världen.
Perfect.
Okay. Gruppen bestod av två par, Björn Ulvaeus och Agneta Fältskog, och Benny Andersson och Frida Lyngstad.
Jättebra.
Okay, right. Tyvärr slutade gruppen skriva ny musik år 1982.
Ja, perfect. You got it.
Dates are always tricky. Okay, let's continue on the text.
Ja. Även fast ABBA splittrades för nästan 40 år sedan är deras musik väldigt populär.
All right, this is interesting because previously we had sedan dess, but now you're saying sen for this sentence.
Yeah.
Is that a choice?
It wasn't necessarily a conscious choice. It's one of those things that Hannah has told you about when you have the main lessons. When native Swedes speak quickly, they tend to shorten some words. And this is one of them. So if you want to be like correct, you say sedan. But I said sen.
Would it have been okay to say sen dess har de spelat sin musik?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's okay as well. Okay, it's not just in that sentence, that word, thanks, expression. Okay, so even fast ABBA splittrades för nästan 40 år sedan. Right, so is that like even though, even fast?
Yeah, exact.
Right, so even though they split up för nästan 40 år sedan, almost 40 years ago, är deras musik väldigt populär? even though they split up, their music is very popular.
Ja, exakt.
Okay.
Deras låtar är till exempel med i Mamma Mia-filmerna och det finns ett ABBA-museum på Djurgården i Stockholm.
So their songs are, for example, mere, in this case, I guess we would say like used in the Mamma Mia films.
Yeah.
Och det finns ett ABBA-museum på Djurgården i Stockholm and there's an ABBA-museum on Djurgården, the fun island in Stockholm.
Ja, precis. Två av medlemmarna, Benny och Björn, har också skrivit flera populära musikaler. Till exempel Kristina från Duvemåla.
So what are the medlemmarna?
En medlem means a member.
Oh, right. Okay, so this is just like the plural form of the definite plural form, the members, yeah?
Ja, exakt.
So två av medlemmarna. Medlemmarna?
Ja.
Two of the members, Benny and Björn, har också skrivit flera populära musikaler. They have also written several popular musicals.
Mm-hmm.
Till exempel Kristina från Duvemåla. For example, Kristina från Duvemåla. Did I tell you I'm going to see it next year?
I think you did, actually, and I'm a bit jealous.
I can't wait. Next August. Anyway, we'll come back to this. I'll go through the pronunciation here. So, Evan, I never know whether it's Evan or Avon.
I'd say it's closer to the first one. It's Avon.
Avon, okay.
Yeah.
Även fast ABBA splittrades för nästan 40 år sedan är deras musik väldigt populär.
Ja.
Okej. Deras låtar är till exempel med i Mamma Mia-filmerna och det finns ett ABBA-museum på Djurgården i Stockholm.
Jättebra. Just one thing that I noticed. This is a teeny tiny detail, so it's not really important. But when you said filmerna, when people speak Swedish, we tend to put the stress sort of like filmerna, and you said more filmerna. Did you?
Filmerna.
Exactly.
Filmerna.
Yeah.
As opposed to filmerna.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a very subtle difference.
But that's good to pick up these things. Deras låtar är till exempel med i Mamma Mia-filmerna.
Filmerna.
Filmerna.
Ja.
I don't know whether I'm doing this correct. Filmerna.
Ja.
Okej, okay. Så deras låtar är till exempel med i Mamma Mia-filmerna.
Ja.
Och det finns ett ABBA-museum på Djurgården i Stockholm.
Perfekt.
Tell me the word for members again.
Do you want it in the definite form?
The plural definite
okay.
form.
Okay, yeah. Medlemmarna.
Medlemmarna.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's about 14 different stresses in that one word. Medlemmarna. Medlemmarna.
Yeah, it's just medlemmarna. Kind of depends on how accurately you try to pronounce it or like how much you try to enunciate it when you say it. Mm-hmm. If you just say it quickly, it's just medlemmarna.
Medlemmarna. Okay.
Yeah.
Två av medlemmarna, Benny och Björn, har också skrivit flera populära musikaler, till exempel Kristina från Duvemåla.
Jättebra.
Okay.
You nailed it.
Well, it's got Kristina från Duvemåla, which I've said 1,000 times, and Benny and Björn, probably the same. Okay, let's do our final paragraph.
För några år sedan berättade ABBA att de håller på att skriva nya låtar.
Okay, so this is the same years ago thing. För några år sedan, so a few years ago.
Yeah.
Berättade ABBA. Att berätta is to tell.
Yeah.
Is that right? So ABBA told or announced maybe?
Yeah, that's probably a better English translation.
Okay, so berättade ABBA att de håller på att skriva nya låtar. Now, att hålla på göra någonting is to be in the middle of doing something, is that right?
Yeah, exact. It's when you're currently doing something.
Currently doing. So they announced that they were in the middle of, or they were currently writing new songs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Deras musikarv är så stort inom populärkulturen att många ser fram emot deras nya musik. Speciellt Mark.
Right, so I'm a little struggling here. Deras musikarv. Arv.
Yeah, that's a new word. Arv means either heritage or legacy.
Oh, right. Okay, so their musical legacy.
Exactly.
Är så stort. It's so big. You know, yeah. Populärkulturen. Is that like in popular culture, within yeah. popular culture? Att många ser fram emot deras nya musik. That lots of people are looking forward or excited about their new music. Music again. Speciellt Mark, especially Mark. Yes, I am indeed very excited.
Perfect.
Right, one last time for the pronunciation here. För några år sedan berättade ABBA att de håller på att skriva nya låtar.
Jättebra, Mark. Again, just one tiny little pronunciation thing. Mm-hmm. Could you say the phrase håller på again?
I think I said att de håller på att skriva nya låtar.
Yeah, and I think the first time you said it, because when I would say it, I'd go håller på. So I put more stress on the word på. And when you said it, you had more stress on håller.
Håller, yeah, okay. So för några år sedan berättade ABBA att de håller på att skriva nya låtar.
Exakt.
Deras musikarv är så stort inom populärkulturen att många ser fram emot deras nya musik, speciellt Mark.
Perfect.
Can I ask you with can you see the first part of that sentence?
Deras musikarv är så stort inom populärkulturen.
Okay, so the R of är and the S of så, they don't run together to become a show stort like that.
It depends on how quickly you say it.
Okay.
So if I'd say it at my normal pace, I'd probably merge those two words together a bit more.
Okay. And then just one other thing. See the musical legacy again?
Musikarv.
Musikarv.
Yeah.
Quite a lot of stress in there. Musikarv. Okay. This has been so useful doing this pronunciation practice. And I hope that our listeners have also found it useful, even though it's me saying it. Hopefully you've been saying it along with me. And of course, if you're reading the text, then that will help. You can get access to that text, of course, in the Coffee Break Academy. But for now, we'll leave it there. Louisa, tack så jättemycket.
Tack så jättemycket, Mark. This has been so much fun.
I've thoroughly enjoyed it. I have to say this has been my favorite episode of Coffee Break Swedish to date, for obvious reasons. Now we'll be back soon with episodes 31 to 40 of our series. And this is quite exciting because we're going to be taking a little trip. It's time for me to put my Swedish into practice for real. And we're going to be hearing lots of different voices as I take a trip to Sweden. And I'm so excited about this. Jag ser fram emot avsnitt 31.
Ja, det gör jag också.
Well, we will be back soon with that 31st episode of the series. Of course, in the meantime, any information you need can be found at coffeebreakswedish.com, where you can access all of our materials and indeed get all the links to our social media content too. But for now, tack så mycket och hej då!
Hej då!
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.